WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, starting your day with a little mental refresh can seriously change the game. It's like hitting the reset button on that crazy roller coaster called life. We all know how important it is to take care of our physical health. We hit the gym, eat our veggies, get those beauty sleep hours. But what about our minds? Ever feel like your mental health is playing catch up? You know, like you're constantly running on fumes? That's why today, we're diving deep into self-care for mental health. We're talking practical tips, real talk, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor because let's face it, life is too short to be all serious all the time. Now, when I say self-care, I don't mean bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. I'm talking about intentional actions that nurture your mind, body, and soul. It's about creating space for yourself, prioritizing your well-being, and recognizing that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it as fueling your inner engine so you can navigate life with more clarity, resilience, and joy. So, what are some key takeaways? First up, mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, taking a few minutes each day to simply be present, notice your breath, your surroundings, the little things that often get overlooked, can make a world of difference. Ever felt like you're constantly on autopilot, running through life without truly experiencing it? Mindfulness brings you back to the now and helps you appreciate the beauty in everyday moments. Second, movement is medicine. It doesn't have to be intense gym sessions, unless that's your thing. A walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, some gentle stretching, anything that gets your body moving can boost your mood, clear your head, and release those feel-good endorphins. Third, connection is key. We humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing relationships, and building a supportive community can provide immense emotional support and help us weather life's storms. Think about it. Who do you go to when you need a good laugh, a shoulder to cry on, or just someone to share your day with? Fourth, boundaries are your best friend. Learn to say no when you need to, protect your time and energy, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Ever felt overwhelmed by constantly saying yes to everything? Setting boundaries can help you reclaim your time and space, allowing you to recharge and show up as your best self. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a good friend, with kindness, understanding, and encouragement. We all make mistakes, have off days, and face challenges. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. You know those moments when you feel completely drained? Like you're running on empty and just can't seem to catch a break? I remember one time, it was during finals week in college, and I felt like my brain was about to explode. The pressure was immense, sleep was non-existent, and I was seriously questioning if I'd ever manage to write another essay. That's when I realized I needed to hit the self-care brakes. I booked myself a massage, hello, blissful release, went for long walks in nature, fresh air and sunshine are powerful healers, and made sure to connect with my supportive friends, a good laugh and some genuine connection can work wonders. And guess what? Things started shifting. I felt more grounded, calmer, and even more focused. It was a reminder that taking care of myself wasn't just about surviving finals week, it was about equipping myself with the tools to thrive in all aspects of life. So, remember these key takeaways: mindfulness, movement, connection, boundaries, and self-compassion. They may seem simple, but trust me, they make a world of difference. Start small, experiment, find what works for you, and embrace the power of self-care. Remember, your mental health matters. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one self-care practice you're going to try this week? Share it in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's support each other on this journey to well-being. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. See you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset. Until then, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.